go. Here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, Michaela had a guess of questions this morning. She said one.
Oh, no.
It's been a long weekend. Come on. There's never actually been just one.
I respect it, though.
One. I almost want to give her a prize. All right, census survey time. So, how many questions will I ask this morning? Realistically, please, Sibs.
Yeah, not one. I think maybe 10 questions this morning, 10? Darren.
Yeah, Ramiz?
12 questions.
12. Producer Brad?
14.
14. And Vanya Kluter-Collison?
9.
9.
Ooh, we've covered Vanya. Our bases.
Yeah.
And not one of you has gotten the correct answer. How's that?
Must be 11.
Yeah. Must be
13 or something.
Yeah. I say 11.
Watch. 10, 12, 14, 9. Then we'll throw in the correct answer, which I know. These could be the lottery numbers.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I wonder if the lotto numbers have ever been like that.
Nah, can't be.
Nah, chances are very slim.
Nah,
how many numbers are in the lotto now?
Seven.
Seven?
Six, seven.
Six plus in a bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but how many to choose from? Like 48 or
49?
30?
Yeah.
49?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got no chance now.
Yeah.
It used to be like 24.
They were like, nah, we're giving people too much money.
Too much money. Yeah.
You know that the South African lottery was invented in Durban?
Oh. I do know that.
We were doing the lotto long before you guys.
But surely it initially came from America?
No, obviously. But in South Africa.
Yeah.
In South Africa. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. I remember it came. It was big news, eh? Hey, we would go line up at game. Hey, take a quick pick there. It only ever paid like 400,000. That was like the grand prize.
That was a lot back then.
Nah, it was, but it wasn't a million.
Yeah.
So some cities are known for mountains and beaches, bridges, and Durban's known for the lotto.
It was called, was it called? We even on the radio station that I worked at, Capital Radio, it was so big, we used to have the live lottery draw.
Oh, on the radio.
So this guy called Peter Chamberlain, that was his gig.
So actually, like, do it live.
I'm live from the Wheel Shopping Center as we do the draw, and the numbers are...
And you'd hear the numbers go, the balls, and... Oh, my word.
But there used to be, it used to be done on TV when it was national as well. Now you just check, I'll just check F&B.
I'll
get a notification saying anything, I assume I lost.
Not today. Yeah.
All right. Senseless survey. Let's hit it. Here we go. I phone up a random person, ask them ridiculous questions, and we see how long they hold on the line for.
Thank you for calling. I'm Daniel and I'm with Hara and Fana speaking. I'm Ajere Choko.
Good morning, sir. I'm agent 41222. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple questions for your country. It won't take longer than about 2 seconds.
Okay, sir.
When a doctor asks you to point to what gives you the most pain, do you ever point to your wife?
Out of line.
Is the most stressful thing in your life finishing your cereal before it gets soggy?
It could be, yes.
Is the best trick a magician can do is make a polo neck look good on a man?
I should answer that one, sir. No.
Do you believe that birds are just sky garbage?
No.
Are you aware that the first guy who paid for life insurance died never knowing if it was a scam or not?
I'm not aware.
Were muffins created for people who don't want to be judged for eating cake for breakfast?
Yeah.
What is the name of the boat in Titanic?
The boat in Titanic.
So, still being single at 32, does that just mean that statistically you've avoided your first divorce?
It's
through that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Are you surprised when heavily tattooed couples have a baby and the baby comes out blank?
No, I'm not surprised.
Did you know that you are allowed to drink a craft beer and not post it on social media?
I've posted one this weekend.
No, I did not.
Do you wish everything was as easy as getting fat?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that answer in before we hung up.
So your craft beer that you posted?
You literally
and it wasn't even technically a craft beer. It was a beer from Limpopo. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Limpopo like is making awesome beer. So it was actually celebrating a proudly South African brand.
What was the hashtag? What was the hashtag?
No, it was just on my Insta stories, Brad.
Hashtag reveals it all.
Yeah, there's a Limpopo beer called Zwakala. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Good for Limpopo, you know? Yeah. So now I'm being shamed.
Lekker. Was it an RPA?
Some good questions there, though.
So sorry about the birds.
I
was going to... I didn't get to the question that I wanted to ask, that I was thinking about this randomly the other day. Imagine...
No, what?
Imagine what a different world this would be if birds pooped solids. Think about it for a second.
Well,
it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's a
and it's a reason, so it's not knocking people out.
Why am I thinking about it?
Why was I thinking about it?
What are we doing?
It's amazing how phonetically the world has been designed. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, howdy do.
Oh.
It'd be very different. Yeah. Very, very different world we live in.
Might crack your window.
Could.
Yeah.
Could.
Yeah. Now we're just that white little...
I mean, how many people die from falling coconuts?
Two.
I think more than shock deaths.
Yeah, I've heard that before, yeah.
Exactly right, you see. This is why this is important. Well done.